You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The United Nations highest court, the International Court of Justice, recently issued an advisory opinion saying that Israel's presence in the occupied Palestinian territories was illegal, that Israel needed to dismantle its settlements and pay reparations to the Palestinians, and that all ICJ member states should cooperate to bring an end to Israel's occupation. I spoke to John Minto, chairman of Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, to discuss the ICJ ruling, as well as New Zealand's responsibilities as a member state. Can you tell us about how the recent ruling by the International Court of Justice will impact Israel's occupation on the Palestinian territories going forward?
Well, I think it's a very, very important step. And I think people will look back in history and say this was one of the defining moments in the Palestinian struggle. Because what the court has done is it has sort of said out loud what we've all known for a long time, which is that this 57, 58-year-old occupation of all historic Palestine is illegal under international law. And I think the General Assembly of the United Nations, when they asked for this advisory opinion, they knew exactly what they were doing. They wanted to frame this in a way that will be clearly understood by everybody in the world. So the ICJ has done that. They've framed the situation very clearly as Israel being an apartheid state, running discrimination against Palestinians, every Palestinian between the river and the sea. The entire occupation is illegal. And I think no one expects Israel to abide by the decision. They've ignored every other international court of justice ruling against them, and they will try to do their best to ignore this one. But I think the weight of international opinion on this is going to have huge ramifications and bring enormous pressure on the US and Israel to change their approach.
The ICJ's ruling is merely an advisory opinion and is non-binding. Could this limit the impact of the ruling and its effectiveness?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it wouldn't matter whether it was a binding opinion or not. Israel would ignore it, and the US would allow them to get away with it. But what this does is it gives it kind of puts a stake in the ground where it is absolutely crystal clear. If you're standing with Israel, supporting Israel, you are supporting the abuse of international law, and the consequences of that for Israel are very serious.
Does the New Zealand government have any responsibilities under the ruling, and if so, what are they?
Well, I think the government has huge responsibilities under this ruling, because if you acknowledge that as the court has done, that the entire occupation of the Palestinian territories is illegal under international law, then you have to take steps to acknowledge that in your policy. So what we're saying to the government is that any products that come from the illegal Israeli settlements on Palestinian land, the government should ban the importation of those products. It's a very simple sanction. It's a sort of sanction we wouldn't think twice about imposing against Russia, and we've imposed enormous sanctions against Russia because of its invasion and occupation of Ukraine. We should impose that sanction immediately on Israel. We should also send home the Israeli ambassador. There is no way that having the ambassador here supports New Zealand or supports Palestinians in any way at all. The government says they allow the ambassador to stay because it's a way of having a direct communication with the Israeli government. But for 76 years, we've had direct communication with the Israeli government. They have taken not a blind bit of notice of any criticism New Zealand has ever said against them. It is a waste of space having that ambassador here. Sending the ambassador home would send a really clear signal to Israel and the rest of the world that New Zealand stands up for something.
Does New Zealand's current relationship with Israel go against our responsibilities under the ruling?
I think it does. There are all the settings New Zealand has where we have this special relationship with Israel, where we do not differentiate between Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories, which the International Court of Justice ruling says the occupation of those territories is illegal under international law. We make no differentiation there at all. And New Zealand will be in breach of its international responsibilities in doing so. For example, you know, if the occupation is illegal, as the International Court of Justice has found it to be, then if you've got government funds, for example, the Superfund, investing in companies which are part of that illegal occupation, then New Zealand is part of the problem. So we're saying to our government they must direct the Superfund and the KiwiSaver providers and the Accident Compensation Corporation, which are New Zealand's biggest investors, we need to tell them that they must withdraw their investments from any Israeli company associated with the illegal occupation of Palestine.
Do you think our government is likely to take the steps recommended by the ICJ and change our relationship with the State of Israel?
No, I don't think they will. They won't do anything unless they are pressured and forced to do so, because the first priority of this government is to stand with the US, and the US is standing with Israel, so we are up to our ears in complicity with what Israel is doing. So I think we've got a government which will only move when public opinion moves against it, and that public opinion is certainly moving now with the ICJ decision.
The national-led government in 2016 had previously referred to the Israeli occupation as illegal and co-sponsored Resolution 2334 at the UN. Would you say that there's been a shift in our foreign policy regarding our relationship with Israel in recent years?
I think there has. I mean, that was an important positive step that the government led by Bill English imposed on Israel in 2016. It was a very important, very positive decision, and we commended the government then, and we commend it in hindsight. It was a good step. But the government, the previous government and this government, they have not followed through on that UN resolution by differentiating between Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories, which the national government said the whole world should be doing it, but they haven't followed through. So we need to do that differentiation. We need to withdraw all our investments from companies that are involved in these illegal Israeli settlements, supporting and maintaining these illegal Israeli settlements. But when we do that, we'll be starting on the path to hold Israel to account for what it's doing and to meet our own obligations under international law.
What do you think about Labour leader Chris Hipkins' calls to the government to act on the ICJ ruling?
Well, I think it's very good to call on the government to do that, but they've got to be specific about what they want the government to do. And what we're saying is the government has to withdraw all investments from any company that's involved in either the building or maintenance of illegal Israeli settlements on Palestinian land. The United Nations Human Rights Council has produced a list of those companies. That list should be used immediately.